Welcome to Spare Times, the news and notes of the Raleigh Outlaws bowling team of February 2, 2024 by Ginger Rush, editor. The content of this program is intended for persons who are blind or print impaired. It has been edited for currency clarity and time constraints. I'm Dick Hayden, volunteer reader at the North Carolina Reading Service. We will have 6 more weeks of winter. Probably, no matter what the groundhog says. We can keep it hot on the lanes, though. See below for the tournament information, and please don't forget to call Sharon at 919-740-1073 if you need a sub, or if you want to be a sub. Lane assignments for Week 12. Lane 35, Team 4, Triple Threat. Lane 36, Team 1, Sharpshooters. Lane 37, Team 6, Silver Bullets. Lane 38, Team 7, Hangmen. Lane 39, Team 8, Rough Riders. Lane 40, Team 5, Midnight Bandits. Lane 41, Team 2, Strike Time. And Lane 42, Team 3, Gunslingers. The subs for Week 12, Lane 40, Team 5, Out, Jenna Meck. In, Loretta Tony. Lane 42, Team 3, out, Sharon Benton, in, Matt Bowers. We are thankful that although Mary Ann and Jenna were in an accident on the way home last Friday night, they are both okay. Our entry deadline is tonight. The Charlotte Queen City Blind Bowlers are hosting a tournament on February 24. The alley is Bolero South Boulevard at 4501 South Boulevard. Charlotte, NC, 28209. The alley's phone number is 704-527-0333. Registration is $40. There'll be a 100% handicap, 4-man teams where possible. Deadline for funds and entries is February 8. Send this to Queen City Crushers, care of Peggy Washington, 5909 Grove Creek Lane, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28273. You can contact Peggy Washington at 704-726-9398 for more details. Outlaw, entry deadline Friday, February 2. Bowling balls for sale. Zelda has 2 bowling balls for sale. The first is a used 15-pound ball, and the second is a brand new 14-pound ball never used. Anyone interested can contact her at 443-629-0018 or via email at zelda2152@gmail.com. Girl Scout cookies. It's that time of the year for Girl Scout cookies. Susan Patterson and her goddaughter will have cookies available at the alley tonight for those who are interested. They are $5 per box. Interested in STEM, STEM? There will be a Google Meet webinar on Sunday, February 18 from 6:30 to 8 p.m., presented by Tracy Minish, M-I-N-I-S-H, a former Mission Control Operations Manager at NASA's Johnson City Space Center. He is visually impaired and will share his journey in STEM and NASA and some STEM activities. Google Meet joining info is available by clicking on the link in your email copy of this newsletter, or you can dial in at 678-632-2930, PIN 141-474-323#. More phone numbers are available by clicking on a link for these that is in your email copy of this newsletter. There are also 3 bios about Tracy that can be found by clicking on the links for these in your email copy of the newsletter. Please have a potato and a non-bendy straw, too. I don't know what that means, but that's what's printed. Okay, return of the chili cook-off. Our chili soup, stew, and dessert cook-off will be held Saturday, March 9 at Emmanuel Baptist Church in Raleigh. Stay tuned for more details on time, but start looking for your recipes. Anybody can enter, and anybody can come. Now save the date, please. The Charles E. Roan Tournament in Winston-Salem will be on March 16. More details will be coming soon. Our entry deadline will be in early March. We now have information from Sandy McDaniel about the ABBA National Tournament in Reno this year. Sandy writes, "We will be staying at the Silver Legacy Resort Casino, 407 North Virginia Street, Reno, Nevada, 85901. The best way to make reservations is to go on the website by clicking on the link for this in your email copy of this newsletter, or by calling the Silver Legacy reservation line at 1-800-687-8733. And note that you would like to reserve a room in a group block at the Silver Legacy. Ask for the group rate for the ABBA Bowling Tournament 2024. The discounted rate is $59 per night plus $30 resort fee plus $3 city fee, plus 13.5% tax. Comes out approximately to $104 per night. That's for two guests per night. Each additional person will be charged at the rate of $10 each per night, with a maximum of four persons per guest room. The cutoff date to make reservations in the block is April 19, 2024. Guests are encouraged to make reservations as soon as possible to ensure availability. Please note that a credit card will be required to secure your reservation, and it'll be used to be charged for one night. It is standard policy to require a credit card upon check-in for incidental charges. They do provide complimentary airport shuttle service and self-parking. In-room Keurig coffee maker with Starbucks pods, refrigerator, and an in-room safe. All access to the new fitness center, the public area Wi-Fi, and in-room Wi-Fi and printing of boarding passes, all available. Check-in time is 3 p.m. and check-out is 11 a.m. Any departures after 11 a.m. are subject to the full-day charge. Each guest room must have at least one registered guest 21 years of age or older. The Silver Legacy Casino is a short walk from the hotel lobby. There's a snack shop and a coffee shop in the lobby. The casino has several restaurants. Also, the Circuit Circus Casino and El Dorado Casino are adjoined to the Silver Legacy Casino. The Circus Circus Casino has a food court with several different restaurants to select from. There is a 24-hour restaurant in the Silver Legacy. Go on the website and it lists all of the restaurants and entertainment that they have. Coconut Bowl, 1855 East Lincoln Way in Sparks, Nevada, 89434, will be the lanes that we will be using this year. It's about 10 minutes from the hotel. Transportation will be provided. We will be using 38 lanes for the competition. The lanes are in two sections, 22 lanes and 16 lanes. The bowling center is also a family entertainment center, which includes go-karts, miniature golf, pool tables, and two bars. The Water Dogs Snack Bar features a diverse menu, including pizza, burgers, hot dogs, salads, and a variety of sandwiches and Mexican specialties. All food is made to order, but is also quick and easy as a way to get some food. The entry fee for the tournament is $80, and it is an additional $25 for the Masters. Registration for guests is $18. That's included in the $80 for those bowling. So if you have a guest planning to come, then please include their name and registration fee also. Outlaws. Tournament entries are due to the ABBA by April 5, so outlaw entries are due no later than March 22. We do not bowl on March 29, as that is Good Friday. Therefore, we're going to need to know who is going in order to make the teams up in time to get the entries to Sandy by the 5th. So please plan ahead and see Ginger or Sharon if you have a problem. And some more from Sandy. T-shirts are $30. Please specify size and whether you want black or tie-dye. They must be prepaid. Masters will be bowled on Monday afternoon, May 20. We normally request the 9:30 a.m. squad for singles and doubles and for teams on the second and third day. So Tuesday for singles and doubles and Wednesday for teams. We do not yet know what the schedule is for the meetings. They're anticipated to be either Tuesday or Wednesday. Cutoff for reservations, April 19, 2024. To make a reservation, you can call 800-697-9733 or go online to their booking website by clicking on the link in your email copy of this newsletter. Note, if you arrive before 3:30 on the day your reservation begins, the hotel charges a $10 early check-in fee plus tax. If you leave after 11 a.m., you are charged for a full day. Next up is the Disability Aware Council. They're holding a workshop on transportation on February 16 and 23 from 10 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. at 100 Europa Drive, room 101, Chapel Hill, North Carolina, 27514. There is a Zoom option available. Topics that will be discussed at these workshops include disability types and awareness, customer service monitoring, and ADA updates. Training and Technical Assistance Specialist Catherine L. Newman will be speaking. The registration link is the active link in your email copy of this newsletter, and the cost is $15 for persons with disabilities and $85 for professionals. Now the tasty time in the program, recipes that will bowl you over. Our first item is a chocolate tart with vanilla filling and chocolate ganache. The ingredients for the chocolate crust, 1 1/2 cups of chocolate cookie crumbs, 6 tablespoons of unsalted butter melted. For the vanilla pudding filling, 1 package, 3.4 ounces of instant vanilla pudding mix, 1 1/2 cups of cold milk, 4 ounces of cream cheese softened, 1 1/2 cup of chocolate chips. For the chocolate ganache topping, 1 cup of heavy cream and 1 cup of semi-sweet chocolate chips. So what do we do with all that? Well, the directions say, preheat your oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit. In a bowl, mix together the chocolate cookie crumbs and melted butter until well combined. Press the mixture into the bottom and up the sides of a tart pan. Bake for 10 minutes, then let it cool completely. In another bowl, whisk together the instant vanilla pudding mix and cold milk until it's thickened. In a separate bowl, beat the softened cream cheese until it's smooth, then fold it into the pudding mixture. Stir in the chocolate chips, then spread the filling evenly over the cooled crust. For the ganache topping, heat the heavy cream in a small saucepan until it begins to simmer. Remove from heat and pour over the chocolate chips in the heat-proof bowl. Let it sit for a minute and then stir until smooth. Pour the ganache over the pudding filling, spreading it evenly. Refrigerate the tart for at least 2 hours or until it's set. Garnish with shaving chocolate. Slice and serve chilled. Pretty nice. How about some carrot cake bars? Sounds tasty. Ingredients, 1 cup of old-fashioned or quick oats, 2 cups of packed brown sugar, 4 cups of all-purpose baking mix, 2 eggs, 2 sticks of melted butter, 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract, 1 teaspoon of ground cinnamon, 1 1/2 teaspoon ground ginger, 1 1/2 teaspoon of allspice, 1 1/2 cups of grated carrot, 1 cup chopped pecans, 1 1/2 for the batter, 1 1/2 for the topping, and 1 1/2 cup of raisins. Now for the cream cheese frosting. You'll need 8 ounces of cream cheese at room temp, 1 stick of butter at room temp, 3 1/2 to 4 cups of confectioner's sugar, 1 tablespoon of lemon juice, and 1 to 2 teaspoons of vanilla extract. The instructions. Combine the baking mix, sugar, oats, eggs, vanilla, spices, and melted butter in a large mixing bowl and stir by hand until a dough is formed. Stir in shredded carrot, raisins, and pecans until everything is well mixed. Pat into a greased 9 by 13 baking dish and bake at 350 degrees Fahrenheit for 35 to 40 minutes or until it's golden brown on the top. Remove from the oven and allow the bars to cool. Now, to make the icing, you'll need to place softened butter and cream cheese in a large bowl. Then beat that with an electric mixer until it's well blended. Slowly add sugar, a cup or so at a time, and then beat until light and fluffy. Mix in vanilla and lemon juice until everything is well blended. Then ice the cooled bars. And after that, you know what comes. Time to chow down on those puppies. Well, lastly, we have the bowling schedule through the month of February. You'll be bowling on February 2, 9, and 16. And the Charlotte tournament will be on February the 24th. You have been listening to this week's edition of Spare Times. The content of this program is intended for persons who are blind or print impaired. We hope you have enjoyed it. This podcast is archived on the North Carolina Reading Service website, www.ncreadingservice.org, in the podcast section under newsletters. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. Thank you, and see you next time.